新年好，新年快乐。
Peace, brothers and sisters, Happy New Year.
感谢主，我们在新年一开始的时候，还是可以有机会一同在主面前寻求他的心意。
We thank the Lord in the beginning of the year that we have once again the opportunity to seek His will together.
好，那我们先有一个祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanksgiving and praises.
谢谢你借着你爱子为我们的得救所付的一切的代价。
Thank you for your beloved Son that who has paid all the price for our salvation.
你也实在显明，你不但是创造的主，你也是救赎的主。
Truly, you have revealed that not only you are the Lord who is the Creator, but also you are the Lord of salvation.
并且你高你的儿子为主为基督了。
But you have already anointed your Son to be the Lord and Christ.
有许许多多，我们是需要被你启示、被你认、被你开启、被你能够被你带到认识的实际。
There are so many things that we need you to open us up so we can enter into a reality of knowing you.
我们求你赏赐给我们。
May you give that to us.
愿你在你儿子的宝血底下，使我们众人都得着亲近你的、来到至圣所的那样的实际。
Pray that under the precious blood of your Son, that all of us is able to enter into a reality, to come into the holies of holies, to draw close to you.
我们求你也继续的为教会、为众圣徒穿上全副的军装。
And we continue to ask you to put on the full armor of God for church and each saint.
我们实在需要你那宝座前的器皿、无限量的圣灵来充满我们。
We truly need your unlimited Holy Spirit to fill us before your throne.
我们仰望你，触摸我们每一颗心。
We look upon you to touch each one of our hearts.
向我们每一颗心说话。
Speak to each one of our hearts.
因为你是那位说话的主，你也是唯一说话的主。
For you are the Lord who speaks and the only Lord who speaks.
我们无论讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都安静等候在你的面前。
Whether the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, we quietly wait before you.
求你敞开天上的窗户，你供应你教会所有的需要。
Do pray that you open up the window in heaven and provide all the needs of your church.
唯有你知道我们在这个阶段需要什么。
Only you know what we need in such stage we are.
愿你照你永远的旨意，照着在你旨意中我们的需要来供应我们，来向我们说话。
According to your eternal purpose, speak to us according to our needs.
求你圣灵在我们每一个人的身上，在环境，在心中，在一切做那人所不能做的工作。
Pray the Holy Spirit upon us or upon all the circumstances in our hearts, do the work that man cannot do.
我们在这样的聚集中，我们只想遇见你，我们真是要不见一人，只见耶稣。
In such gathering like this, we only would like to meet you. Let's see no one but Jesus only.
愿你得到荣耀，你的教会得到建造。
May you receive the glory and your church being built up.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you, pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们一起先读几处的圣经。
Let's together read a few places of scripture.
第一处我们还是读以弗所书第六章第十到二十节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 20.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of His strength.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the panoply of God that you may be able to stand against the artifice of the devil.
因我们并不是与手血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
因预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And shod your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
又拿着信的当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all these, having taken the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并戴上救恩的头盔。拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此惊醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance might be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain that I might be bold in it as I ought to speak.
好，我们再读以弗所书第一章第十七节。
And also book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那智人智慧和世人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give you the spirit, wisdom, and revelation in the full knowledge of Him.
好，在这第四章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13.
直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, at the full grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ.
刚才我们读第一章的十七节和四章的十三节，都出现了这个认识这个字。这个字呢，是讲到这个丰满的认识，是一个能够带有分辨力的认识。
So that in chapter 1 verse 17 and chapter 4 13, that both have the word the knowledge, which means it's the full knowledge and also the discernment.
这个丰满的认识也关系到我们怎么生活，也关系到我们怎么样侍奉，也关系到我们将来我们的前途。我们是现在是活在盼望中呢？还是我们在没有指望的情况底下。
So this full knowledge has to do with our life, our future, and also whether that we live in hope or without hope.
我想最近我们在所遇到的这个瘟疫的这个环境，我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你的祷告是增加了还是减少？
Under the current circumstances of pandemic, I'm not sure whether, brothers and sisters, if you pray more or less.
你对于生活是更有把握呢，还是更觉得无依无靠呢？
Do you have more assurance about life or you feel that you are truly without dependence?
你对于把自己奉献给主，是觉得这是多此一举呢，还是这是必须的呢？
Do you feel that it's something extra that you need to offer yourself to the Lord or it's a must?
那我们遇到危险的时候，我们很容易祷告，而且也很愿意祷告。
When we face danger, it's very easy for us to pray, and also we are willing to pray.
我们在人的尽头的时候，我们如果认识神的话，我们会愿意祷告，而且是会很积极的祷告。
When we are at the end of ourselves, if we do know God, then we will be willing to pray and also very motivated to pray.
但是我们可能很少想到，为着我们认识神，为着我们认识神的旨意，为着我们能够达到丰满的认识，我们需要祷告。
But very rarely we think of that. In order for us to know God and also to reach the fullness of the knowledge of God and to know His will, that we need to pray.
这可以在祷告聚会里面的，为着教会的聚会祷告，可以很明显的显明。
So this can truly be revealed, when we pray for the gatherings in church during the prayer meeting.
因为我们觉得那个不需要祷告，因为祷告不祷告也没什么大的差别。
For we might feel that we do not need to pray for those, as whether or not we pray, there is not much difference.
但是你如果知道仇敌是多么的诡诈，仇敌在拦阻圣徒真正的达到这个丰满的认识，这个拦阻是何等的用尽一切的方法。你就会发现，我们不祷告，那是我们等于说是在神面前怎么讲说，是算是亏欠的神。
But if you truly know how tricky the enemy is, and how much the enemy uses all kinds of ways to hinder us from this full knowledge of God, then you will know that if we do not pray, then we actually fall short of God.
你如果真的认识哈，这些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的和天空属灵界恶魔，他们的诡计，我相信你对于要得着这丰满的认识，你会很愿意祷告，而且会无依无靠的求主来赏赐给我们。
If you truly know the artifice about the principalities, authorities, universal lords of this darkness and the spiritual power of this wickedness in heavenness, then you will truly be willing to pray.
因为我们在地上看见很多聪明的人，很多在追求地上的知识非常容易而且非常有能力的人。
As we see, there are so many people, smart people,and also who are very capable of seeking the knowledge of the world.
在这样的情况底下，如果他不是被圣灵开启，如果不是被圣灵深深的触摸，他恐怕觉得为着认识去祷告是多此一举的。
Under that circumstances, unless they are being touched by the Holy Spirit, otherwise they will feel that it's something extra for them to truly pray in the full knowledge of Him.
如果你曾经被主带到那个认识上面的瓶颈，这个瓶颈就是如果主不开启，主不启示他自己，我们就一无认识，你就会发现我们需要为着我们的认识好好的祷告。
if you have ever been brought to this bottleneck at which that unless the Lord truly opened up to you, otherwise you will not come into the full knowledge of him, then you truly have to pray about this.
刚才我们读的两段的圣经认识上有两个重点。
The two places of scripture which we read about this knowledge, there are two major points.
一个重点就是在一章十七节是这个认识是认识主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父。
In chapter 1 verse 17, about this knowledge is to know God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory.
我们可能认为我们认识了，但是按照这个真知道或者真认识或者丰满认识来讲，可能我们还距离非常非常的遥远。
We might think we already know, but actually according to the full knowledge of the riches of the knowledge, we still truly fall short and very far away from it.
那这个认识呢，是在这里很重要的强调，它是关于认识到他的呼召，关于认识他在圣徒中的，他得到圣徒为产业，也关系到他怎样借着他的儿子耶稣基督所显出的能力来认识的。
So this full knowledge has to do with knowing his calling and also the riches of his inheritance and also that the power that he has toward those who believe.
这每一方面都很值得我们因着来到主耶稣面前，我们被开启，我们得到该有的认识。
For each of those aspects, it's that it's important that when we, because we come before the Lord Jesus, and also according to what we should know, we should be opened up.
那另外一个认识，在第四章十三节是认识神的儿子，并且得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Another knowledge is that in chapter 4, verse 13, that the knowledge of the Son of God at the full grown man at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ.
那这个认识呢，除了要跟神的儿子耶稣基督有一个对的关系之外，还需要真正的在基督的身体里面，就是说这个有基督身体生活的实际所产生的认识。
So this knowledge, not only we have to have the right relationship with the Son of God, Jesus Christ, but also in the body of Christ, we should truly enter into the body of Christ in order to know this.
换个角度来说，就是没有基督身体的实际，就没有办法达到丰满的认识的实际。
From a different angle, that we should say that without the reality of the body of Christ, then there's no fullness of the stature of Christ.
因为它的结果呢，是要带出荣耀的教会。
For the result that is to bring out the glorious church.
这个满有基督长成的身量是能够匹配给基督的。
At the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, its soul is able to be able to become the spouse of Christ.
是能够进入羔羊婚宴的。是能够成为羔羊的心腹的实际的。
Can enter into the wedding supper of the Lamb and also into a reality of the bride of the Lamb.
所以盼望主在我们心里面给我们创造那极大的渴慕。
So do pray the Lord help that in our hearts we truly have such longing.
这个渴慕使得我们不管遇到哪一种的障碍，不管那个仇敌的诡计是多么的凶残险恶，但是我们在认识上仍然是持续的朝着主所要带领我们达到那个丰满的程度的那个实际往前走。
So that such longing is that whether how much obstacles we have or how much the enemy creates all those fears or strong hindrance, but we can continue to press on toward the full stature of the fullness of Christ.
我会这样讲，其实事实上我是经历过 这样认识上的一个瓶颈和障碍。
For me to say this is truly because I have experienced the bottleneck of knowledge and also the hindrance.
我甚至到一个地步，我都有一个想法，我不想聚会了，我更不想什么有什么在教会里面的任何的服事。
I came to the point that I even feel I no longer would like to gather together, nor I would like to any service at the meeting.
但是很感谢主，这圣灵的怜悯，在我身上呢，主教我把自己重新的奉献给主。
But truly thank the Lord, under the mercy of the Holy Spirit, the Lord teaches me once again offer myself to the Lord.
其实在我遇到那个问题的时候，我并不知道我的问题在哪里。
When I faced that issue, I actually did not know what my problem was.
但是当我一旦奉献之后，我即使不知道我自己的问题在哪里，但是主有办法来解决我的问题。
But as soon as I offered myself, even though I did not realize what my issue was, but the Lord has the way to resolve my issue.
当我一奉献之后，我下一次参加聚会，马上我就被圣灵大大的感动。
As soon as I offered myself, the next time I went to the gathering, immediately I was being greatly touched by the Holy Spirit.
我不会在聚会中做局外人，而且我是在那里，这个灵里或者说灵魂身体都充满了主丰丰满满的同在。
I was no longer a stranger in the gathering, but also in such gathering that my spirit, soul, and body is greatly being filled by the presence of the Lord.
那也在那样的一个情况中，主就把我从那个瓶颈，或者在那个认识上，退后的光景中，能够拉出来，能够带我进入愿意认识的一个途径中。
And under such condition that the Lord delivered me, pulled me out from my bottleneck condition and also the drawing back condition to enter into the way of willing to know.
愿主在这新的一年开始，主在我们每一个圣徒的里面创造人所不能做的，那个向着主认识的一个饥渴。
We do pray that in the beginning of this new year, the Lord in each one of us can create such thirst which man cannot do.
那需要我们愿意把自己奉献给主。
And need each one of us to offer ourselves unto the Lord.
你要强迫你自己去更多的认识神，这是非常辛苦的。
This will be very tiring if you force yourself to know God.
但是你一旦奉献呢，主知道你或者是我应当怎样的认识的过程，主会照着他宝座的权柄和圣灵奇妙的工作在我们身上，带我们进入那丰满认识的那样的过程和甚至到那个阶段。
But as soon as you are willing to offer yourself to the Lord, then the Lord knows, according what we should know, that the Lord is able to bring us into the riches of the knowledge of Him.
好，我们再看一段的圣经。
So let's read another place of scripture.
这是提摩太前书第二章第四节。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 10.
这是神对于蒙恩得救的人他的心意。
So this is the will of God to all those who are saved by grace.
这节圣经说他愿意所有人，万人就是所有人得救，并且明白真道。这个呢中文少翻的就是来进入完全的认识真理。
So the original shall be who desires that all men shall be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
这一节圣经常常被改了，改成怎么样呢？他愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
So this verse has often been changed to who desires that all men shall be saved and none being perished.
但是这个改了之后呢，就叫神在我们身上更宝贵的方面呢，就被忽略了。
But after the verse has been changed, then what's the most precious will of God upon us has been neglected.
这一节圣经是告诉我们，神愿意所有人都能够得救，但是要来而且丰满的认识真理。
And this verse tells us that God desires that all men should be safe and come to the full knowledge of the truth.
所以这是我们需要记在心里面的，而且这是叫我们得着鼓励的。
So this is something that we should remember in our heart and also being encouraged.
好，我再给弟兄姊妹再看其他的圣经。
And let me show you other places of scripture.
提摩太后书第二章二十五、二十六节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 25-26.
二十五节是说这讲到应该从二十四节读起了二十四节说主的 仆人不可增进，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。
Start from verse 24, and the bondman of the Lord ought not to contend, but be gentle towards all, able to teach, forbearing.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白正道。
In meekness setting right those who oppose, if God perhaps may sometimes give them repentance to acknowledgement of the truth.
这个明白正道呢，还是丰满的认识真理。
And this acknowledgement of the truth is still in the full knowledge of the truth.
二十六节说，叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网络。
And that they might awake up out of the snare of the devil who are taken by him for his will.
所以你看到这里有一个现象。就是有人已经被魔鬼掳去了。
So here you see a such condition that someone has already taken by the devil.
需要神借着他的仆人，用温柔的心，温温和和的来劝诫，来给他悔改的机会。
So which needs the bondman of the Lord to gently and in meekness to ask them to give them repentance.
这里被魔鬼掳去的人，恐怕他自己不知道自己是被魔鬼掳去了。
For those who have already taken by the devil, actually they might not realize they have been taken.
但是呢，神有一个神的爱临到他，神借着他的仆人呢，把话和把这个工作做在他身上，是叫他可以醒悟，脱离这个魔鬼的网络。
But God's love came upon him so that through God's bondman, through his words, and also to the knowledge of him that and can lead him to repentance and also wake him up.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你对你所接触到的各种的说法，你是都毫无保留的去接受呢，还是你真的都带到主面前求主帮你过滤。
I'm not sure if brothers, sisters, with all different sayings that you encounter, do you completely accept them or you bring them before the Lord, ask the Lord to filter for you?
对我来讲的话，我得救以前，我在人跟人的接触深度是比较深的。
So to me, that before I believe the Lord, that I have deeper encounters with men.
我自己也会骗人，那个被骗人不知道我骗他。
I also lie to people, and those who I lie to, they did not realize I was lying to them.
所以我自己会骗人，所以我对于被骗这件事情呢，我就特别的紧张。
Since myself lies to others, therefore I'm actually more nervous about being deceived.
他自己是骗子。
For liars never say that they are the liars.
所以当我蒙恩得救了，那又有一群弟兄姊妹热心参加各种的聚会，把我这个到处参加聚会。
So that after myself got saved by grace, that there were a group of brothers and sisters, they are truly zealous about gatherings, so they took me to many gatherings.
这个情况呢，并没有叫我一下子我觉得我好像知识增长很大，好像这个我好像一下子成长很快，没有。
Under such situation, actually, I did not feel that I grew up very quickly or grow up in knowledge.
我反而觉得呢，我是落在一种危险底下，因为呢，我所接触的各种的说法，叫我已经发现到这有彼此冲突的现象。
But actually, I felt I was under a dangerous condition because all different sayings I encounter, actually, I feel those were in contradicting with one another.
我就心里不知道要往哪里去。
So I did not know where to go.
因为那些把信息传给我们的人，从来不会说他自己是错的。
For all those who preach the messages to us, they never confess that they are wrong.
所以魔鬼要把人掳去呢，魔鬼也不会告诉你说我现在要来抓你了，我现在要把你捆绑起来。
Therefore, when the devil would take a man to himself, the devil would never tell you that I'm coming to take you.
我很感谢主，因为我知道主是真实的，所以我那时候读圣经读到这个主要借着圣灵带我进入一切的真理。
I'm so thankful to the Lord because I know the Lord is true. And when I read the Bible, I read that through the Holy Spirit will guide me into all truth.
那我就这个话一读到的时候，马上进到我的心里，而且给我有力量，有安慰。
As soon as I read this verse, it immediately entered into my heart and it gave me strength and comfort.
而且呢，就因着这句话，我就天天的用这个话，就是在约翰福音十六章里面的话，那用这个话祷告，那主果然呢就一步一步把我就是从一切受搅扰的光景中带出来。
And because of this verse in John 16, therefore I use this verse to pray every day, and then the Lord has delivered me from disturbance condition.
所以我把这个告诉弟兄姊妹是说，你为着你所认识的、所接触的，你是需要好好的祷告的。
Therefore, I tell you this example is that for all those things you encounter, that you truly need to pray earnestly.
我们再看一段圣经。
Let's read another place of scripture.
提摩太后书第三章第六、第七节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 6-7.
他说，那偷进人家牢笼无知妇女的，正是这等人。这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱。
For of these are they who are getting into houses and leading captive city women laden with things led by various lusts.
常常学习，终究不能明白正道。
Always learning and never be able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
所以这里有一个现象，就是常常学习，但是终究不能明白真理，不能完全的认识真理。
So here has a situation that is always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
但是这个呢，有时候落在这样的人呢，他以后他就讲说神的旨意是不能明白的。
But for people who fall under such condition, actually they say that God's will can never be understood.
或者甚至他拦阻人去明白或者去行神的旨意。
or they even hinder people from understand nor to do the will of God.
所以这是我们需要注意的。
So this is something we have to pay attention of.
那我想再给大家看另外的圣经。
And let me show you another place of scripture.
我们看老约翰他怎么样来告诉我们该有的认识。
And let's see what John showed us what the knowledge we should have.
在约翰福音第十七章第三节说。
Gospel Book of John, Chapter 17, Verse 3.
他说认识你独一的真神，并认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And this is eternal life, that they should know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent.
那这里用的认识那个字不是丰满的认识，是这个就是一般的，就是说起初的认识。
And this knowing here does not use in the full knowledge of, and here is just a know from the beginning.
所以这里的认识呢，他认识的重点是什么呢？独一的真神。
So what's the focal point about know is that to know the only true God.
我们常常有一个危险，就是我们呢。会愿意认识关于神的，但是真是认识神独一真神自己呢，我们毫无兴趣。
We often fall into a danger, which is we are willing to know things about God, but we are not interested in knowing God.
那但是老约翰告诉我们说，你要认识独一的真神。
But John told us that we have to know the only true God.
而且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And to know Jesus Christ whom you have sent, this is eternal life.
其实这个话不是老约翰说的，是主耶稣说的。
Actually, this was not said by John, this was told by Lord Jesus.
所以这个你要达到丰满的认识，你要走对的路。
So therefore,In order to reach the full knowledge, then you have to walk the right way.
所以你要把认识独一的真神和他所差来的耶稣基督这个认识放在主要的中心。
Therefore, you have to place this as the focal point, as know the only true God and Jesus Christ who he has sent.
这跟刚才我们这个读过的这个保罗他也这样讲。
As we have just read that Paul also mentioned.
所以这是我们需要注意的话。
So this is something we have to pay attention.
老约翰呢，他有这样的认识呢，他就有另外的经历。
As John has such knowledge, then he has another experience.
所以因为他有认识，他跟神就有一个对的关系。
Because he has the knowledge, therefore he has a right relationship with God.
这个对的关系呢，是他可以不但亲自得着，他也能够带给弟兄姊妹的。
So such right relationship is not only that he himself is able to receive, but also he's able to bring to the brothers and sisters.
这个在约翰一书第一章一到四节。
First John chapter 1 verse 1 through 10.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, that which we contemplate, and our hands handle concerning the word of life.
这生命已经显明出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在。且显现于我们，那永远的生命传给你们。
And the life has been manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and report to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has been manifested to us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
That which you have seen and heard, we report to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And give things right way to you that your joy might be full.
所以真是有真的认识的圣徒，对神有真的认识的圣徒，把那个真的认识带到这个圣徒当中呢，是带来不但认识，带来喜乐的。
So therefore, those saints who truly know God, then when they bring in this true knowledge of God among the saints, not only bring in knowledge, but also bring in joy.
但是仇敌有时候就是很诡诈，啊，他就是叫我们说，哎呀，不要那么古板，啊，不要每次都是谈主耶稣了，啊，不要每一次都是讲到神了，神旨意了，那这个呢，就把这一个呢，这样交通的喜乐的这样的机会就把它拦阻掉。
But the enemy is so tricky that it tells us that don't be always talking about Lord Jesus Christ and don't be always talking about his knowledge, which hinders us from the joy of fellowship.
但是是亲，对于那个亲眼看见，亲手摸过，而且真是亲耳听见主的人，他是愿意把他亲耳看见，就是亲自接触到的所产生的见证带到圣徒当中的。
But for those whose eyes have contemplated and their hand have handled, and those who truly have heard, they are willing to bring in what they truly have seen.
所以这个认识你会发现，同样的还是集中在天父跟神的儿子。
So here you see this knowledge is still focused upon the Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ.
好，那我们另外看一段圣经，这是看保罗他怎么把认识带给我们。
And then let's look at another place of scripture. We see how Paul brings us the knowledge.
保罗呢，他跟我们一样，他没有在主耶稣肉身在地上的时候跟从过主。
Paul was the same as us, that he never followed the Lord when the Lord was in his flesh.
但是呢，主向他显现，他眼睛被开启。
But the Lord revealed himself to Paul and his eyes were opened.
当他的眼睛被开启之后呢，他呢，就完全往走的路是一个不同的路。
When his eyes were being opened, then he walked completely different way from before.
那他以前读律法，但是他对律法的认识跟耶稣基督是没有办法连在一起的。
He studied the law before, but his knowledge about the law cannot be connected with Jesus Christ.
但是当他蒙恩得救的时候，主的启示临到他。
But after he was saved by grace, the revelation of the Lord came upon him.
那这个认识呢，就叫他知道，原来道成肉身的耶稣基督是神预备的那个对全人类的拯救。
And this knowledge enabled him to know that the Lord Jesus Christ, Word become flesh, is actually the salvation of God toward the entire mankind.
他本来是这个用自己的力量来遵循律法的。
Originally, he used his own strength to keep the law.
但是这里他反而告诉我们说，这个呢是需要在信心里面相信耶稣基督，使得律法的义可以成就。
But here it tells us that has to believe unto Lord Jesus Christ in faith, then the justification of the law can be fulfilled.
所以在罗马书第三章第二十节告诉我们。
Therefore, it tells us in Book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 20.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Wherefore, by works of law, no flesh shall be justified before him, for by law is the knowledge of sin.
这个知道这个知是丰满的认识，丰满的认识罪，律法是叫我们能够完全知道我们是一个罪人，或者是罪的各种的情况。
So this knowing here is actually the full knowledge of sin, which is the law is able to make us know all kinds of aspects of sin and to know we are sinners.
那但是这个呢，人没有办法解决。那这个呢，他就告诉我们说，神呢是在二十五节设立耶稣基督为挽回祭，凭着他的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
For man could never resolve such issue, therefore in verse 25 says that whom God has set forth a mercy seat through faith is his blood for the showing forth of his righteousness in respect of the passing by the things that had taken place before through the forbearance of God.
这个英文的翻译哈，这个挽回祭翻译成为施恩座或者 mercy seat 或者是怜悯的宝座。
So,In Chinese, it says the atonement offering. However, in the English, translate as the mercy seat.
所以你就想到说，在圣殿至圣所里面有个约柜，约柜里面有律法，有十条诫。
So you can think about that in the holies of holies, there's the ark of the covenant. Within the ark of the covenant, there's the law, and within there's the ten commandments.
保罗蒙恩得救之后，他才见证说，没有一个人可以因为行律法而被称义的。
After Paul was saved by grace, then he testified that there is no flesh can be justified by law.
但是呢，他在神面前亲近，发现了那个约柜上面的施恩座，原来就是主耶稣。
But then after he draw close to God and he realized that this mercy seat upon the Ark of the Covenant is actually Lord Jesus himself.
所以使得人可以这个因为耶稣的血而的称义，甚至可以坦然无惧来到神面前。
Therefore, man is able to be justified by the blood of Jesus and also able to come without fear and boldly to God.
所以这是一个认识上的重大的提升。
So this is a great big step to the next level about in the knowledge of.
这是叫人没有办法再靠任何的自己。你要称义，你没有办法靠自己。
So that to be justified that man can never be depending on himself.
而且你就是被称义了，你也没什么好骄傲的，你也没什么好这个指着自己夸口的，因为是耶稣基督使你称义的，不是你自己。
And even you are being justified that there's nothing you can boast about and there's nothing you can be proud of. It's because it's Lord Jesus Christ that have justified you.
我们在这个就是说我们很容易遇到常常我们很容易去做这个什么样我们愿意做审判者我们现在还没到审判的时候我们愿意做审判者。
That it's often we face that even though now it's not the time, not yet the time of judgment, but we become a judger.
但是其实呢，我们常常忘记了，我们是在施恩座前，在那个蒙怜悯的座前得到怜悯的人，我们不是那个目前还不是那个审判者。
And we often forget that right now we are still the one that find mercy before the mercy seat. We are not yet become the judge.
所以这里保罗就特别讲到说，这里是什么？是用信主之法，就是信心的律，是用信心来达到的。
So here Paul says it's by the law of faith.
所以这个再结合这个这个刚才我们读的这个以弗所书第一章和第四章的话。
So in combination of what we read in chapter 1 of book of Ephesians and also chapter 4.
那这是把我们带到主的面前能够真正的能够怎么讲真正的能够能够把焦点认识的焦点放在神儿子放在父神和神儿子身上。
So this truly brings us before the Lord and also put our focal point about knowledge before the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ.
那在这个 哥罗西书第二章呢，他也再次把我们的焦点能够再次强调。
Once again, in Colossians chapter 2, once again emphasize about the focal point.
他说，在第二节说，使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
Verse 2, to the full knowledge of the mystery of God, which is Jesus Christ.
所以这里是把我们的焦点带到主的面前，带到主的身上。
So this brings our focus upon the Lord himself.
那我们再看彼得啊，彼得呢是怎么样告诉我们。
So let's see what Peter tells us.
彼得后书第一章啊，第二节这样告诉我们。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 2.
愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣基督多多的加给你们。
Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
所以这个认识呢，这个丰满的认识是带我们更深的、更丰富的经历神的恩典和进入在基督里面的平安。
So this full knowledge of him actually bring us into more riches to enter into the grace and peace of the Lord.
啊，所以这跟我们这个一般这个就是说怎么讲？我们一般只希望环境的平安，但是主的平安是主赐给我们他自己的平安，是超越环境的。
We often only would like the peace regarding of our circumstances and environment. However, the peace from the Lord surpasses all these.
那在第三节又告诉我们，这个神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
And verse 3, as his divine power has given to us all things which relate to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us by glory and virtue.
这个认识是丰满的认识那个字。
So this knowledge is the full knowledge.
所以我们要丰满的认识那用自己荣耀美德召我们的主。
So we have to in the full knowledge of him that has called us by glory and virtue.
那他在我们身上产生什么情况呢
？So what was the result of it？
他说：“因此，他将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。”
Through which he has given to us the greatest and precious promises that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
所以这里就是告诉我们，这个一面要脱离情欲的败坏，不是我们用努力自己的方法，是要在基督里面，是用基督，是基督来，来使我们脱离的。
So on the one hand, here it tells us that to escape from the corruption that's in the world through lust has to be through Christ, in Christ.
但是脱离之后呢，我们应该是得着的神的性情，而不是这个处于一个中空的状态。
But after escape from this, what we should gain is the virtue and character of God. It's not that we become just empty inside.
所以这个过程是从信心开始的。
So this whole process starts from faith.
他说有了信心又要加上德性，有了德性又要加上知识。
Here says that with all diligence in your faith have also virtue in virtue knowledge.
所以这个知识是那个丰满认识的一个过程。
So this knowledge is the process to enter into the full knowledge.
但这个知识呢，不是一般我们用头脑去，或者是用人的天然的能力去得到的知识。
But this knowledge is not what we can gain from our brain or our natural ability.
而是你的信心要抛锚在神儿子耶稣基督的身上， 甚至说耶稣基督神儿子的信心成为我们的信心。
But it's that your faith had to anchor upon the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Or in another words, is that the faith of Jesus Christ become our faith.
然后呢，有德行，然后德行再加上知识。
Then virtue, and then in virtue knowledge.
然后这个知识呢，会在我们生活上这个各方面产生控制力，所以叫我们有节制。
So then this knowledge will result in self-control in all things, which becomes temperance.
然后有了节制呢，又产生忍耐，有了忍耐呢，又产生前进，就是向神。
In temperance, endurance, in endurance, godliness.
然后呢，在这样的情况底下，有了前进呢，就加上弟兄相爱，啊，爱弟兄的心。
And under such circumstances, that in godliness, brotherly love, in, yep.
有了爱弟兄的心呢，再加上爱众人的心。
And in brotherly love, love.
所以你会发现，如果你看这样的过程，这一个如果弟兄相爱已经成为了实际，这一个你爱众人的心，或者你传福音给这个还没有认识主的人，就变成容易很多了。
So as you see this process, that if the brotherly love has already become a reality, then for you to love others and share gospel, then everything can become easier.
但是我们常常比较发现的就是爱弟兄的心没有，但是却追求爱众人的心，这个好像不容易发生。
But what we often realize is that we lack the brotherly love,But then, we start to have the love toward others, which actually very rarely will happen.
我想讲这个话的彼得，他是很有经验的。
I think Peter, who said this, was much experienced.
彼得是主使用的传福音的第一个使徒。
Peter was the first apostle whom the Lord used to preach gospel.
他一站起来，圣灵工作。就三千人得救。
As soon as he stood up, the Holy Spirit worked, and 3,000 got saved.
他又传福音，五千人得救。
And then again he shared gospel, and then 5,000 people saved.
可是他却说这样的话，要这个有了前进，加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心，才加上神的爱。
But then he said that in godliness, brotherly love, in brotherly love, then is the love.
我相信这是他服侍教会，在跟圣徒长久在一起，他在神面前寻求得到的特别的答案。
I trust that it's as he served the church and also that he has.Seeking the Lord earnestly, then that's the answer he has received.
所以这不是一个头脑的认识，这是神启示的认识，也是在生命经历中的认识。
So this is not a head knowledge, but this is the knowledge about of from God's revelation and also the knowledge in life.
然后到第八节就说，你们若充充足足的有这几样。就必使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子。
And verse 8, for these things existing and abounding in you, make you to be neither idle nor unfruitful as regards the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这里给我们看到是从比较粗浅的认识，从信心进入比较粗浅的认识，或者是逐渐增长的认识，然后逐渐达到丰满的认识。
So here we see that from the very beginning knowledge through starting from faith and to enter into slowly to enter into this full knowledge.
而这个认识呢，它不但是只是在知识上的认识，它是产生生命上的动力，而且它能够产生结果子的生命，就是能把果子能够结出来。
So that this knowledge is not just about this knowledge starting to know, but also there's this motivation of life which ending up bear fruit.
我们知道彼得后书，彼得在写彼得后书第三章的时候，是 鼓励弟兄姊妹是积极的这一个催促主的再来。
We know that when 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter very positively encouraged brother and sister to hasten the Lord's return.
所以这个所结的果子是教会可以成为荣耀的教会，是主再来的时候可以成为基督的心腹的那样的果子。
So such fruit that bear is that this church can become a glorious church, and also when the Lord returns, then the church can become the bride of the Lord.
彼得是亲眼看见主升天回到宝座。
Peter himself saw our Lord ascend to heaven and return to the throne.
他也亲耳听见那两个人来对他说，这个主怎样往到天上去，他也要怎样回来。
And he himself heard two men told him that how did the Lord ascend to heaven, so the same way he should return.
所以我相信他在他里面那个催促主再来的那个催促啊，是我们今天难以想象的。
So I trust that how much his longing and hastening for the Lord's return truly we cannot imagine today.
他见过道成肉身的主耶稣。
He saw the Lord Jesus who were become flesh.
他跟随过他。
He followed him before.
他也看过主钉十字架。
And he also saw the Lord crucified on the cross.
他软弱了，但他被复活的主重新的挽回来，刚强起来。
He fell into weakness, but then he was once again being strengthened and restored by the resurrected Lord.
当主耶稣复活之后，跟他们在一起的四十天，他们以为现在是复兴以色列国的时候。
When during the after our Lord was resurrected and during those 40 days the Lord was with them, then they saw it was time the Lord would restore the kingdom of Israel.
但是没有想到他们在复活的主身上所听到的，从主听到的是神国度的事，是讲叫天国的事情。
But they did not imagine what they have heard from the Lord talks about the kingdom of heavens, about kingdom.
主也叫他们在耶路撒冷等候能够受圣灵的浸。
And also the Lord also told them to wait in the Jerusalem and being baptized by the Holy Spirit.
要浸成一个身体，基督的身体。
And to baptize into one body, the body of Christ.
他跟其他的十一个使徒呢，都亲身的经历了这件事情。
And Peter and the other 11 apostles experienced this themselves.
那他们呢，是圣灵把他们直接的能够就带到基督身体的实际里面，带到基督身体的生活里面。
So the Holy Spirit very directly placed them in entering into a reality of the body of Christ.
但他们知道他们的目的，他们的前途不是在地上，他们是迎接主的再来。
But they know that their goal and purpose was not on the earth, but also they had to welcome the Lord's return.
所以他说，你如果有充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们主基督、主耶稣基督上，不至于嫌懒不结果子了。
Therefore, he said that for these things existing and abounding in you make you to be neither idle nor unfruitful as regards the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他再讲，
人若没有
这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
For he with whom these things are not present is blind, short-sighted, and has forgotten the purging of his former sins.
所以弟兄们应当更加的殷勤，使你们所蒙的呼召坚定不移，你们若行这几样就永不失脚。
Wherefore the rather, brethren, use diligence to make your calling and election sure, for doing these things you will never fall.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For that shall the entrance into the everlasting kingdom of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be richly furnished unto you.
所以这里给我们看到彼得告诉我们认识的重要。
So here shows us Peter tell us how important it is of the knowledge.
那我们再看一点这个保罗他对于认识基督的重要性的强调。
So let's see how Paul put emphasize about the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
那刚才我们读这个哥罗西书第二章，就是真认识神的奥秘就是基督。
So, Book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 2 says, to the full knowledge of the mystery of God.
那你如果真的认识的话，你就会真正尝到所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在它里面藏着。
So if you truly have the knowledge, then you will truly taste that in which are hid all the treasures of wisdom and of knowledge.
所以你要得智慧，你要得知识，这个知识也是认识那个字，你要在基督里面。
Therefore, in order to have wisdom and knowledge, then you have to be in Christ.
那他而且呢，他有一个能力，就怎么样说，免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。
And there's this power that at the end, no one might delude you by persuasive speech.
所以在认识神的奥秘就是基督，或者进入这个他的基督的智慧、基督的知识呢？它是叫我们可以胜过迷惑，胜过引诱的。
So the knowledge of the mystery of God is Christ, and also, to have wisdom and knowledge, which can help you to overcome the persuasive speech.
那这里呢，还有另外一个，你如果进入那个是这个，你如果知道它的。智慧和知识啊，你又进入它这里面了，你就会能够学习，或者是实际上的就在它里面来生活。
So that if you truly enter into the wisdom and knowledge of Him, then you can truly learn and also live in Him.
你知道我们信主的人有一个关键性的转变。
There's a critical turning point of those who believe the Lord.
啊，我们在没有信主的之前呢。我们一切的事情决定或者根据我自己或者根据世俗或者根据这个大家怎么说来决定。
Before we believe the Lord, all of our decisions are based on how I feel also about the fashion of the world or what other people say.
但是我们总要经过一个关键性的转变。
But we have to go through this critical turning point.
或者说是我们属灵的窍。要被主摸到一个地步被开启了。
Or have to say our spiritual wisdom have to be opened up by the Lord.
也就是说圣灵在我们里面所启示我们带领我们或者神给我们指示的是远超过我自己的超过所有的世俗的人的所有这些人所认为好的。
Which is to say that what, how the Lord show us and guide us within surpasses what myself feel or what the worldly people thinks is good.
我知道有很多所谓的基督徒，甚至所谓信主很多年，这个关没有过。
I know there are so many Christians or even those who have believed the Lord for many years, they have not passed this stage.
你这个关没有过，你就没有办法见证你是怎么样说，在他里面行事为人。
If you do not pass this, then you cannot testify to walk in him.
所以这个是你人，就是说你不能用外面的方式来学的。
So you cannot learn this, from outward.
这是你有一个把握，神的奥秘的确是基督，那你。基督的决定，神就是基督的引导，在你心，在你的身上，在你的生命中是作王的，是掌权的。
So that you have such assurance that the mystery of God is Christ and the guidance of Christ in you is truly in reign and being the king.
所以不能够在他里面行事为人，下面这一节呢就不容易发生在我们身上。
Therefore, if you do not walk in him, then the following verse would not be easily happen upon us.
就是说在他里面生根建造，而且是信心坚固。然后他说正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也增长。
Here says, rooted and built up in him and assured in the faith, even as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
所以说这里是说明你跟主有一个非常越来越深的关系。
So here talks about you have deeper and deeper relationship with the Lord.
而且你跟主呢，主在你身上，主给的启示是越来越高，或者是达到这个宝座所悦纳的啊那样的情况。
And also the revelation the Lord has shown you will be higher, which can reach to the acceptance of the throne.
我讲这些情况都不是你，就是说都不是这个指着只是你个人跟主的关系。
I talk about all those situations does not just point toward your individual relationship with the Lord.
如果主把你摆在基督的身体里面，但是你在基督身体，你虽然是基督身体的一个肢体，但是你跟整个身体的关系是个客观的关系，是一个没有互动的关系，你很难进入这个情况。
If the Lord has placed you in the body of Christ, and but you as the member of the body of Christ interact with other members, if it's only very objective, then it's so hard for you to enter into a reality of it.
但你如果真正的相信主，你真正的依靠主，你真正接受主的道带领，在他里面行事为人。
But if you truly trust him and also depend on him and accept his guidance and truly walk in him,
你就会接受主所给你安排的圣徒在一起，而且在这样的主给的安排当中，经历生根和建造的工作。
Then you will accept all the things which the Lord has arranged next to you, and under such arrangement, then you can experience the rooted and built up work.
而不是这个因为这个情况，整个这个人跟主的关系垮掉了，反而是信心坚固。
And it would not be that your relationship with God would be collapsed, but actually you would be assured in the faith.
甚至你能够为着主把你跟弟兄姊妹摆在一起，能够感谢神，能够感谢的心增加了。
And you will even further actually give thanks to God for God has placed you together with brothers and sisters, which will be abounding in it with thanksgiving.
所以这也是叫你能够胜过理学，理学就是哲学，还有这些虚空的妄言，或者是人间的遗传。或者是世上的小学，这些都是要把圣徒引开的，但是呢，你却是能够在，就是因为神的奥秘就是基督，你在基督里面，所以都能够超越他们，胜过他们。
So this will actually help you overcome the philosophy, the vain deceit, the teaching of man, and the element of the world. For all these things will direct you away from Christ.But because you overcome these, so that you will not be taken captive.
那第九节说，神本性的一切丰盛，都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Verse 9, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
然后第十节说，你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
And verse 10, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and authority.
所以你要进入神的丰富，你要真的认识基督，神的奥秘就是基督，甚至基督的奥秘就是教会。
In order to truly enter into the fullness of God, then you have to know truly in the knowledge of the mystery of God is Christ, and the mystery of Christ is the church.
那这个呢带来的得胜呢是更叫我们经历我们是已经与主同死同埋葬同复活了，我们脱去了肉体的情欲。
So this overcoming truly help us to experience that we have already been crucified, buried and resurrected with the Lord, and also we can be delivered putting off the body of the flesh.
也就是仇敌用许多的机会要刺激我们的肉体，但是因为我们在基督里，这个就没有办法被刺激到了。
That is, the enemy uses all kinds of opportunity to stir up our flesh, but because we are in Christ, then we cannot be stirred up.
或者是这个肉体要这个仇敌借着这个肉体要引我们去守律法，这个呢，我们也没有也不会往那里去了。
Or the enemy through the flesh will entice us to keep the law, but as we have overcome, then we will not go that way.
甚至更进一步的，就是因为你看见你经历到基督的至高的权柄是远超过一切执政的掌权的，所以我们愿意背起自己的十字架来跟随他，以至于基督的得胜是超越性的得胜。
And also because you have seen that the Lord's authority is far than principalities and authorities, so that we are able to bear up our cross and in triumph and by it.
所以不管是从彼得也好，从保罗也好，我们可以看见这个丰满的认识是不但是需要的，而且是叫我们一起能够把圣战荣耀归给主的。
So that whether from Peter or Paul, that we can truly see that this in the full knowledge of him is truly needed, but not only that, we can give him all the praises and glory.
所以我们真愿意就在这个新的一年的主还给我们不知道有多久，说不定主在这一年就来了。那但是在给我们还有的机会中，我们真的是能够达到丰满的认识。
So that truly that in such a new year that we're not sure how much longer the Lord will give us our days. It might be that during this year the Lord returns, but in the opportunity we still have, may the Lord help us to reach in the full knowledge of Him.
我还是在鼓励弟兄姊妹把自己奉献给主。
Once again, I encourage brothers and sisters to offer yourselves unto the Lord.
把自己奉献给主是最快最短的路。
To offer ourselves unto the Lord is the quickest and shortest way.
把自己奉献给主，许多在我们身上难以解决的问题，都会主在他的怜悯和恩典中一一的能够把我们带过去。
To offer ourselves to the Lord, that with so many issues, it's so hard to resolve upon us, but then in the Lord's mercy and grace, He will carry us over one by one.
我们不但要有一次关键性的、全面性的把自己奉献给主。
Not only we have to offer ourselves once, under very critical and also overall situation.
我们的奉献不是口头的奉献，我们更愿意实际的每天都把自己奉献给主。
And our offering is not just by mouth, but also in reality, we have to actually offer ourselves to the Lord day by day.
那这达到丰满认识的机会在我们身上就变得有机会了。
Then the opportunity of reaching the in the full knowledge of him, then there's a way upon us.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless his words.
我们有人祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们再把这些话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit those words back onto your hands.
愿你在我们里面，在你教会里面创造那极大的饥渴。
May you create such great thirst within us and also within church.
让我们团体跟个人有这个身量能够承受你所要赐给的那丰满的认识。
So that whether corporately or individually, we have such capacity to receive the full knowledge of you.
我们也求你败坏恶者那一切的诡计。
We do pray that may you destroy all the evil schemes of the enemy.
让仇敌任何对你教会、对圣徒的攻击没有任何一样可以得逞。
So all of the attacks of the from the enemy to the church or each saint, there's none of those can be completed.
求你在这新的一年，带我们进入丰满的认识，带我们进入真是丰满的盼望。
In this new year, we do pray that you lead us into the full knowledge and also the full hope.
并且因着有丰满的认识， 主啊，也能够见证，并且能够彰显你的丰富，借着教会显出你的丰满出来。
And because of this full knowledge, then through church, your riches of your fullness can be manifested.
你既然在教会身上的心意是要把教会能够借着水和道洁净，而且成为荣耀的教会，我们就求你速速的成就。
Since your will upon church is that through the cleansing of word and blood, the church can become a glorious church, therefore we do pray that you can fulfill this quickly.
谢谢你还给我们机会，愿你亲自成全。
We thank you for still giving us the opportunity. May yourself fulfill it.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.